Luckily, I have a really good interview right here from a really good player, a linebacker with the Arizona Cardinals. He's coming off a huge game. He had 9 tackles. He had 2 passes broken up. He had an INT. All of that in Sunday's win. Last season, 54 tackles, 2 sacks, 2 passes broken up, an interception, a forced fumble, and a fumble recovery. He was a member of the all-rookie team last year. He is a national champion, an All-American, a Butkus Award winner at Clemson. He was the 8th pick overall in 2020. Arizona coming off a big win. They're at home Sunday against Minnesota. Isaiah Simmons is my guest. Isaiah, good to have you back on. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good, good, man. So there are a number of moments that I wanted to ask you about coming off that game on Sunday, but let me start with that interception in the third quarter off the deflection. Can you take me through the play? What did you see? And then how good did it feel to come down with that pick?
Yeah, you know, just kind of just reading off the quarterback's eyes, and Robert made a great play on the ball, and you know, just playing with high effort, running to the ball, saw the ball was up in the air, and I mean, in my mind, nobody else was gonna come down with it. I was afraid of but you know, kind of just worried maybe Julio or somebody would be around to come up and go contest that, but. You know, in my mind, nobody else was coming down with it. Hate I had to run over Buddha like that, but, you know, things happen.
The friendly fire, right? Things happen.
Yeah, a little friendly fire.
There you go. Isaiah Simmons joining us. I talked to Buddha recently. He's great. So when you're facing the Titans, it means that you're going to have to deal with Derrick Henry. You stopped him a number of times, including right at the goal line. It seems to me a lot of guys would want no part of that dude in that situation. I get it. He's a load now, but you won that battle. How much pride was there for you in that stop and the statement that it made?
Yeah, I mean, making any stop in the red zone is always a big deal. So, happening to be a big, strong back like him, you know, I'd say it's pretty impressive. But something definitely want to take pride in, not so much for the player, but just for the situation, what was happening in the game.
Yeah, I think you should take pride in that. Isaiah Simmons joining us. You know, you're getting rave reviews for the way you played on Sunday. I know you'll tell me it's only one game, but if you were to compare how you feel right now to the time or how you felt last year at this time, does it feel like things are slowing down? Like, how different is it for you now as compared to then?
Yeah, I mean, it's just a big difference just with everything I was able to do in the preseason, with the preseason studies, just being able to get in and actually walk through the plays with the guys in the preseason. If it was actually came in early before OTAs just to make up on some lost reps that I had last year. So just being able to do that and visualize things before things even happened really allowed me to just play more free and play a lot faster.
Isaiah Simmons joining us. Lots of guys on that side of the ball making lots of plays, and especially Chandler Jones. I mean, it wasn't just you dominating that game defensively. You saw what he did. 5 sacks, 2 forced fumbles. I mean, you're worried about your assignment. You're worried about the guy in front of you. But as you watched him having that kind of performance, what kind of thoughts were you having?
You know, I was just amazed. You know, me and Chandler, we're really good friends, and it's funny because he told me, you didn't even see me play yet. And I'm like, yeah, no, I'm excited. We're going to see. And then after the game, I was like, how'd you get 5 sacks like that? And he was like, and all he could tell me was, I told you never seen me play. And, you know, that's just something funny. But, you know, honestly,
by the way, that's really funny. I think that's really funny. Like, hey, man, you haven't even seen me play yet. I love that. And then he goes out and he does that.
Right, and I'm like, oh, okay, well, there you go. I mean, 5 sacks, it was crazy seeing Hassan do it last year, but just the way Chandler did it was, I don't know, it was just different. It was crazy. When he got his 5th one, I could just look at him, and I was just like, wow. Like, that's just something you never see. That'll be a performance that'll be talked about for many years to come. And, you know, just glad to have him as a teammate. He makes things a lot easier for me on the back end.
Isaiah, can you put that in perspective? I mean, you know how hard anybody, I don't care how gifted you are, how hard anybody has to work to get to the quarterback. And even if you don't get to the quarterback and get quality or get credit for a sack, you can still have an enormous game and be doing your job. But it's really hard to get to the quarterback. Can you put in perspective what it means to get to the quarterback 5 times in one game?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, trust me, there's multiple, like, tons and tons of people that don't get 5 sacks in a season, let alone one game. So to see someone go out there and, I mean, kind of look effortlessly do it. You know, it's just a true testament of what kind of player Chandler is, and all the preparation that he has, that he's put in, and just it's all just paying off. But five sacks in a game is something that's really unheard of. I don't know if many other people have ever done that, but the 3-1 quarter, when he had 3-1 quarter, I was like, first, that alone is crazy. So five, that's something that's unheard of.
I appreciate you sharing your thoughts on that. I was going to say to you, too, and you made that point for me, that not only did this guy do it, it didn't look that hard. I mean, it looked like he was working hard, but he makes it look relatively easy, given who it is. Let me ask you about this. Isaiah Simmons, my guest. You guys, like, you know, once there are certain labels that are ever put on a guy or a team, it's hard to shake. And when you think about Arizona, you think about that air raid offense, you think about all that skill. You don't necessarily think, though, about the Cardinals being that punch you in the face, line it up, smash you kind of team. I thought the team played with a lot of physicality. Was there a statement that you were looking to make that, hey, listen, we can beat you that way. We have that skill. We have finesse when we need it. But make no mistake, we will line it up and punch you in the face if we have to or want to.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, we want to be a physical team at all times. So physicality is something that we're going to try to bring into the game each and every week. You know, because that's something that is a choice by each player, being physical, playing with high energy. So each and every week in, week out, just being physical and playing, reading your keys and doing your assignment correctly, you know, that's always the goal.
You know, when you talk about reading keys and doing your assignment correctly, you could have a lot of keys and a lot of assignments because, as many people know, you're famous for playing 9 different positions in college. When you were drafted last season, you and I had a conversation, and we talked about where you might end up playing, and then the team was really willing to use you in a number of different spots. How are you approaching that at this point in your life? Like, would you rather be in one spot all the time, or do you still like moving around and impacting the game from different positions?
I really enjoy moving around just because, you know, I enjoy getting interceptions just as much as I enjoy getting sacks. So me being able to move around and create indecision for the offense is something that allows me to do both of those when winning my matchup. So I like moving around and being able to bounce around places, and it's also something that helps the team. So it's a plus in many ways.
I get it. Isaiah Simmons joining me for a few more moments. What about your offense? Kyler Murray. Again, it sounds like I'm kind of fawning on you guys. I'm a fan of what I see right now, especially what I see right now. I love Kyler Murray. I love everything about this guy. He completed nearly 66% of his passes, had more than 300 yards from scrimmage. He had 5 touchdowns. You've been around him for a little more than a year. How would you describe him or sum him up as a quarterback, and what makes him so unique?
I think what makes him unique is really just his ability to move around in the pocket and create plays with his legs. I'm sure everyone saw it was a really big conversion to Rondell Moore, where it seems Kyler probably ran about 40 yards in the backfield before he ended up pulling the ball up to throw it to Rondell. And I don't know if you guys noticed or not, but he actually tucked the ball and started running and then, you know, untucked the ball and threw that pass. So just doing things like that, throwing these touchdowns with no feet on the ground, this is just not stuff you see every day. And, you know, Kyler's a really special player, could be as good as he ever wants to be. And just some of the things that he does that he makes look routine are things that a normal quarterback, you know, probably couldn't do. But, you know, ever since – you know, I've got here, he's been able to make plays like that. And, you know, I see him doing nothing but growing and becoming a better and better and better player as time is going. So I'm really excited to see, you know, the future of both of us here.
I love the way you broke down that play, and that's exactly what I saw. This guy, to me, I think he's an outlier. I just think that, I mean, sure, he has to improve and get better, and he is. I just think that he can do things that nobody else can do. I think he is such a unique talent and such a special player, and I love the way he carries himself. He's got that great swag. He's got that great confidence. And he's got a short memory, man. He could do crazy, crazy things. Before I let you go, the team selected Zaven Collins with the 16th pick in the draft. And the story goes that on the first day of training camp, you told him that the two of you could be as good, if not better, than Levante David and Devin White. What did you see in him that made you feel that way?
Just the way he can move at that size, the way he has, the way his football instincts are. He's just a good football player, you know. So just, we got ways to go, but I'm telling you, putting in the work, Zaven, he honestly could be any kind of player he wants to be. And, you know, not just saying that because he's my friend, but, you know, truly looking at him and how he plays, I mean, he's 260. I've never seen a guy 260 moving like that. So, that's just something that's really special. He just brings some traits to the table that, you know, I may necessarily not bring, and I bring some things that he might necessarily bring. So I just feel like we're just a good tangent.
You know, it's even more intriguing, my last thought for you, even more intriguing than what you said about how the two of you might be ultimately, if it all comes together, as good as any other tandem, is that part that you just said. I'm not saying it just because he's my friend, because he said that the two of you hang out a lot as well. But you said the first time you saw his interviews after he was drafted, quote, I thought he was going to be a weirdo, but it turns out we're actually really good friends, end of quote. First of all, weirdo is a very underrated word. It's a great word. What did you think of those interviews that made you think that he might be a weirdo? And then how did you guys get so tight?
I mean, I'm sure you've seen his interviews. They were just strange, you know, a little different than most.
That's great.
You know, post draft interviews, but I forgot. It's something he said that was really funny. I can't exactly remember, but something about. I don't know. It was really funny, but I don't know. He was just saying some things I wasn't used to, and then he's super country, so everything he says is just even more funny. So I just never really pictured myself hanging out with him, but it turns out we're actually, like, really, really good friends.
That's really funny, man. That actually is really funny. Like, man, this dude's my teammate, and I can see the upside, and we're going to make this thing work, but, man, I ain't going to roll with that dude. Man, that dude's just too out there. That dude's weird. Like, hey, wait a minute, man. That's my dude. That's my boy. We hang out all the time.
Yeah, funny.
Just wait. You know how it is, dude, man. You just wait. Wait till you start saying the things that he's saying. And wait till, I don't know, maybe not. Maybe not that. Isaiah, great to have you back on the show. You guys look great. You got another big opportunity coming up on Sunday. It's always good to talk to you. Thanks for coming on the program so we can get caught up.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I appreciate you having me.
Appreciate you very much, Isaiah Simmons. And again, that was such a thing that people were always talking about. Like, man, this dude, he played 9 positions in college. Where are they going to play him? Wherever they want, you know? And they were smart about it, and they worked him in, and he makes plays, lots of plays, all over the field. And yes, this is a big, I don't play favorites, but this is a big Arizona Cardinal house.